Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with everybody you know. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, you know you can go back to successwithnicola.com and listen to the replays, but I am telling you right now, these hot topics are going totally viral. People are talking about it all over, not the nation, but all over the world. And I need you guys to know that there are people on this line that definitely from other companies, definitely from other industries. Everyone on the line is not network marketers. They literally are using Power Start Your Day to do just that. Start their day with power. Start their day with power. And so we have been in a series, Let Your Work Speak for Itself, because actions speak louder than words. This is why I love the Word of God, because every single thing in the Bible, it applies, the principles apply to whatever you're talking about. And so whether you were in network marketing, or whether you were in a relationship, or whether you were talking about your spiritual walk, and whether you were talking about, you know, your physical health, it's all about let your work speak for itself, because your actions speak louder than your words. But so many people speak words loudly. They don't mean them. They speak words loudly and they don't mean them. All right, guys, so here we go. Let your work speak for itself, because actions speak louder than words. Now, today, we're going to be coming out of two scriptures, the book of Jeremiah and the book of James. The book of Jeremiah and the book of James. And so I need you to pull to Jeremiah 29 and 11. This is a very familiar scripture to many people. But are you really in belief of this scripture? It makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. And then you also are coming out of the book of James, chapter 4, verse 10. James 4, verse 10. Super, super excited to go through this with you here on today. Now, hold on a moment, guys. Guess what? I have been up since literally 3 a.m. this morning. You heard me right, 3 a.m. this morning. Computer is about to go dead, and we are about to go live. We don't need any interruptions here, and this is the reason why. Everyone on this line, they better get ready. Get ready and get in alignment. We talk about actions speak louder than words. I am so passionate about helping people. We're up since 3 a.m. and I am a live wire this morning. So excited about the Word of God. And we got to go to Him and give Him thanks, honor, and glory. Because you know what? You woke up and you were in your right mind. You've heard that before, and people take that lightly. But it's huge. But this is what we're talking about today, that you got what it takes. You need passion, but you just got to dig deeper. You've already got what it takes. Most people think they don't. And that is the challenge. So let's go to the Lord so you can get your confirmation from the Word of the Lord as we allow the Holy Spirit to take full reign. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you've made, and we're so joyous and we're glad we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we're so thankful for your word, that from the formation of the earth, your word is made true for us, your people. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are about to use this word like never before. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Let him come and have full reign here over Power Start Your Day. You are invited here every single day to guide us, direct us, correct us. And for many of those who needed comfort, we're so grateful that we get the opportunity to go make the kingdom great as you make our name grow. We're going out to do great exploits in your name, not our own. And we know with that you will be with us through everything. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that as we are expanding our territory as you will have it, so we'll never be ashamed of who you are or whose we are. We'll make sure that we honor you in all of our works and all of our deeds. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're raising up leaders like never before. They're having the mind of Christ, which means that they have a mind for people. They're moving their fears and incompetencies to the side and picking up your grace because it's all sufficient. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that everything that we hear on today, we're going to be willing to take full action on it. Grateful. We love you. We seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So now as we discuss here that you've got what it takes. You've got what it takes, and we got to go to the word. How do you know? How can you be sure that you have what it takes? You say, well, I am not seeing the success I'd like to see. People are just doing such amazing things, and it just seems like I can't get off the ground. And so what I want to do right here is, wow, today is live, right? All of the VPs, I got to figure out how can I, all of the VPs are here, and they're traveling. And so you're hearing all this dings. I got a brand new phone. You guys know I always keep it real. I got a brand new phone. I don't know how to mute out those dings. I've tried to in the settings, but I got it now. I just did something. I don't know what it's going to be after this, but I'm ready. So listen, guys, this is it. The word of the Lord tells us in Jeremiah 29 and 11, that we have what it takes. Why? Because the plan was already huge for us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's what it takes. To have hope in your future, to have prosperity. You see, it was already ordained for you to do big things. You say, well, why am I not gaining access to it? Why can't I just wrap my hand around it? More importantly, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. Well, James 4 and 10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. See, so many people are so busy trying to exalt themselves. And when you humble yourself before the Lord, you are automatically going to want to do what he needs us to do, which is help people. You cannot go wrong. Humble servants. If you are a humble servant going out there, pure heart, clean hands, even if you're not the smartest person, you don't think you're the sharpest knife in the drawer. But here the Lord says you are. All you have to do is put in the work. Let me tell you guys something. Being humble and being meek. The word of the Lord says that the meek shall inherit the earth. Being meek don't mean weak. As a matter of fact, meek is strong. Because a lot of people fall prey into the world, the world's views, the world's ways, how other people are thinking of you, what the Joneses are doing, what everybody else is doing. That's weak. But when you can humble yourself before the Lord and say, I'm doing it your way, I don't care if they call it old school, I don't care if it's not popular, I'm going to do it your way. Because you said that being slothful would lead to poverty. So I got to work. I got to put in the work. And if you humble yourself unto the Lord, you don't care about looking foolish. You don't care about who's going to say no. You're only going to keep going until you get to who will say yes. Do you know that that's a game changer mindset right there? Do you know that is a game changer mindset right there? That you don't care who say no, and you don't care who it is that say no, because God has already said yes. Now, I know in your mind you're probably saying, well, yeah, I believe in that. But are you passionate about that? Are you passionate about that enough that you will go forward no matter what? That you will actually put your pedal to the metal, that you won't be afraid to literally pursue your biggest and wildest dreams about you. Why? Because the plan has already been established for you to be a game changer. Because God has no respect to a person, he says that this is, yes, the true free for all. But they got to humble themselves to me. They got to know who's really the boss. Because Jesus paid the cost. There ain't nobody else better than Jesus Christ. Nobody else that was willing to say, I'm going to lay down on Calvary so that everybody that comes after me will be able to have success. They will be able to have an abundant life. Like, no questions asked. All they got to do is work. Because their work is the evidence of their faith. And so listen, guys, I want us to come in the queue for a few moments on here because we are getting ready for Momentum Conference. I mean, for me, I don't know about you, this scripture is big for me, these scriptures here, Jeremiah 29 and 11, as well as James 4 and 10, because even in this thing of what's happening with the Momentum Conference on God will send the people that you need to make the dreams come true. But I believe that if these dreams were only for myself, they would be stagnant. It's because I'm dreaming so big for you that God said, you know what, wherever the vision is, I am giving the provision. And so I've humbled myself to God. I take a lot of beatings for it. I take a lot of ridicules for it. I take a lot of backstabbing for it. But he said to be in Christ, you got to be crucified with him. So I'm down with it. And so all I need you guys to know is that it is your time and you do have what it takes. Let's take a caller here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. We can hear you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. This is Marilyn Fitzgerald, and I just wanted to say thank you.
How are you, Shytown? How are you? I heard that voice in the
quite a while. Yeah. Actually, I relocated to another state, and, you know, when you say action speaks louder than the words, I unfortunately am dealing with a matter where I was upline, actually stole one of my people that I had him to do a three-way, and it really has dampened my spirit, and unfortunately, I've been unfortunately led wrong in doing this business where he actually has led a few of my members of my team wrong, and they not now have no desire to do the business, and so I know I have what it takes, and I've just been discouraged, you know, in some ways to do this. But I know that I like helping people, and what I have is helping people. And I'm I'm continually, in spite of what has happened, to work with the company to show them what has happened so so that I can get the person that was stolen from me back on my side of the team so that I can move forward. And so I can just tell you, you know, the actions that I have been taking have been to just move forward without necessarily looking for the leadership that I relied on, and to just base it on, like you said, what I'm doing to help people, because I've not been able to make the money that I like. I know that I can make in this, because it messed up my team, and it really just dampened my spirit in a way, in a big way, Nicola.
So let me ask you this question, Marilyn. How long ago has this happened?
This happened, I found out that it happened about 2 months ago, and I contact the company directly by writing an email to the director of sales. He told me he needed some time to deal with the matter, and I didn't hear back from him, so I put a call into him again and an email. He finally got back to me, and they still are investigating the situation.
So let me ask you this question here, Marilyn. Come on. Marilyn, I need you to hear me. We are on Power Start Your Day. What I need you to hear from me, right, is that is totally unfortunate. That is totally messed up. But what if I was to tell you to take your spot at the top? Is more things that's going to be totally messed up that's going to happen. And you're going to give away 6 days of your life in building your legacy over one person that may or may not even ride or die with you. I am going to tell you right here, if I were to tell you the things that have happened to me in the 10 years I have been in this business, the same very people that you helped turn your back on you, those are the same people you still must edify. You cannot give your power away to anybody. You've not lost anything. You've gained an experience. Now, you know what I would do if I were you? Let me tell you what I did, what I would do, because I was you. People have taken from me. People have hurt me. But that's not my story. We're not victims in the kingdom. We are victorious. It's an experience you had. So guess what you need to do? Don't get better. Don't get bitter. Get better. Step up your game and do your own closes. So now you went defeated, and the rest of your team, you showed them that when something bad happens, you go and you sulk. No. You go out there and you get better. The letter that you sent could have been probably 5 or 10 posts on social media to get you some new folks. I'm going to tell you this right now. Marilyn Fitzgerald, I already know you. You've been in this game, and you need to be at the top. But you're going to have a lot more passion for people and not think about one experience. Every single top leader will have experiences. And guess what? The bigger you go, the more or the harder the punches are in the gut. Are you ready for that? If you're not, you got to say, well, I'm not ready. But if you want to say that you're ready, God already said you have what it takes. When I'm hearing you, it sounds like you lost a close relative. You lost a person who may or may not have ever done anything in your business. I don't care how promising it seems. Yes, there are people in this industry that's unscrupulous. That's why we're here at Power Start Your Day. Tell people that's not the way. Pure heart, clean hands. But you guys know I got to keep it real. You ain't ready for leadership unless you're ready for a fight. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. Trust me, it's happening for the meek, but you cannot give in or give your power to anyone, because God gave you a power to equip others. And so at the end of the day, you talking about one person? Why don't you talk about somebody who probably tried to take a whole team to another company? It's happened to me twice. It did not stop. Because I'm passionate about people. Let's dig deeper. 251, last four, 9353. Marilyn, you going to be okay if you want to be okay. It's time to get up and do some work. Good morning, caller, 251-9353. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson. How are you?
I'm amazing this morning. I'm fighting for everybody right to be successful in this industry. What's going on?
Yes. This is Tasha London. I'm your downline. I was brought in by Mr. Anthony Jackson. And, honey, I am waiting for my rental car so I can drive to Orlando, meet me and another agent this morning. I'm fired up, and I'm excited about the word that I heard on the other day, and it says success is guaranteed to those who put in the work, and I'm so excited about that. That's just been raining and raining. I've been telling my team, and I've been talking to them about PBRs, about just going to the top in this business, and I don't have any excuses. I'm excited, and I just put all my trust in God, and I thank you for the work that God has called you to do, and I'm ready for my spot at the top. I'm ready for it. I have declared to my team that I am going for the title of vice president. And I know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. But I do remember some things that you said, and you said it's not about us. So I team all the time that it's all about me serving you guys. I want to see you guys grow. So in the midst of me seeing them want to grow, seeing them want to get to their next level, that God is going to promote me by default. And I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing in this business.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Congratulations on your success. To have the mind of Christ means that you are willing to go through even the pain that Christ did for other people. Christ did not need to be saved for himself. He was fully God, fully man. He did that for us. Now, why would I say something like this? If you are talking about becoming a huge leader, you will be made the sacrificial lamb from time to time, but the reward is always much greater than any pain that you can go through. If it didn't kill you, get up, look up, and keep moving. Get up, look up, and keep moving. I am telling you guys here right now, you have what it takes. Don't believe anything else. And if you believe that you have what it takes, you will say, you know what? Brush your shoulders off. Brush your shoulders off. You will be surprised of not the rocks that are thrown, but the boulders. You'd be surprised of the mountains that are literally placed in my path. And I said, oh, it's a big mountain because it's a big purpose. Next level we go. Guys, God did it for us. We do it for others. We're teaching other people to do the same thing. Do you realize as a leader, you are teaching people how to handle challenges? You are teaching people, are you either part of the solution or are you going to be a part of the problem? No victims in the kingdom. Only victors. 404, last four, 5477. We win. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Chanel Johnson and Marietta. How are you?
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I am incredible. I am so excited about this weekend and then this call this morning. I am on fire. I can't wait to get to Orlando. And I had to come in the queue, and I've been quiet. I've been listening for weeks. And weeks and weeks, and I've been so full. But I had to come in the queue this morning because you are such an amazing leader and inspiration, and I have to tell you how much you have helped me on my journey and my mindset in dealing with the ins and outs of everything that we go through while we're trying to build a big business. And there's no better example of how to get from point A to point B, go through adversity after adversity, then you. because it's not, we're going to have situations. Situations are going to come up not only in this business, but in life. Situations are going to come up. And especially when you're trying to attain something big, everything is going to come at you. And it's how you deal with it. It's how you respond to it that's going to make you either a better person or a bitter person. And you're just amazing. And how you responded to, you know, that situation that the first caller called in, that was just awesome. And that really, I said, you know what, I have to jump in the queue because this is why I get on this call. This is why I encourage our team to get on this call. There's so much negativity out there. And that's why you have to get on this call every morning so you can equip yourself. Just like they say, put on the armor of God, because we're fighting a spiritual war every single day. And I've been dealing with one myself, and one that I am like, I was speaking to a prospect on a three-way, and she kind of, you know, she spiritually sowed a seed in me. And I just had to admit it, because I know that for me to get to the next level, it's not just business, but we're people. And there's personal things and areas of growth that we have to go through. And one of mine is forgiveness. And not just, you know, starting with forgiving myself, but, you know, I have one of those, what they call them, baby daddies, you know, and he just decided to reappear into our lives like the last 2 months. And so that kind of threw me off spiritually, because I'm dealing with a lot of negative emotions. And so I have big goals. And what I understand is I can't have these negative emotions and these negative thoughts, but yet I'm pulling on the universe and I'm asking God to continue blessing me with great things. They don't go together. And so I'm working on myself. But it's very important that we have people around us to lift us up, to keep us positive and keep us focused, because there's something bigger. There's something much bigger than what we actually think we're going through right now that we're here for. And all of our stories is really not for us. Our stories are for someone else. And you are just an amazing lady. I love you. I love you, and I can't wait to see you. I can't wait.
I love you too. I mean, I can tell you guys story after story after story. I remember the gentleman who, you know, deliberately trying to position our team where we wouldn't make money, lost like $60,000. My other business partner lost $40,000 in our first year. What if we would have stopped? All I told them is, I need you just to make sure he don't get in my way, and we're going to do big things. We went all the way to the top. Listen, guys, let people deal with their own demons. You just keep sowing the right seeds, and listen, the harvest cannot hide from you. Success cannot hide from you. I'd be like, boy, bye. Oh, you took that one? I'm going to go get 10 more for that. How about that? Good morning, 318, last four, 3,500, last caller, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola, how are you today?
I'm amazing, you're the last caller, but of course, what is going on? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. This is Brenda out of Shreveport, and I just want to say that I appreciate you so much in your ministry. And on yesterday, the call was about how bad do you want it? And to be honest with you, I don't want it bad enough, but this is the thing about it. God has given me vision, like you mentioned this morning. God has given me vision. He's given me dreams. He's shown me my future in this business. However, he has not shown me what's going to happen in between. I've spoken with you before, and I told you when I joined onto this company, whole hell broke loose in my house. And it's like I get a break, and then it breaks loose again, and then it seems like it's gaining momentum. But at the end of the day, I know that the enemy cannot do no more than what God allows him to do. And I know what's going to be on the other side of that going through. You have to go through it. Like you said, in order to follow Christ, you have to have a cross. And that's something a lot of people don't realize. When you profess in Christ, when you're striving for a goal, it's going to be obstacles to come in the way. And I don't look at them, their trials and tribulations, but the way I look at it is simply building a testimony. And I just want to say I thank God for you.
my kids, they don't listen to you like they used to until school starts back. But I asked them, I said, y'all want to meet Dr. LaCoste, Ms. Jackson? And their faces lit up. So we are definitely looking forward to meeting you in person. And I'm just thankful for this opportunity to be on Power Start Your Day.
Well, I thank you so much, Brenda. Can't wait to see you guys. Listen, all I'm telling you right here is that, yes, how bad do you want it? It's already in you. You just got to dig deeper. And then you'll have these things happen in your life that you're supposed to turn those pains into the passion. And then we get misunderstood. That's why I say don't lean into your own understanding. Because most of the times we misunderstand the things that happen to us in life. That was supposed to be the thing to trigger you to take your spot at the top. And you thought it was a thing to slow you down. You thought it was a thing that could stop you. Nothing can stop you in this industry but you. You might fall, but as long as you wake up the next morning, you can get up. But when you get up, you better do something about this thing called a day. All of us only get 24 hours in it. Nobody get a second more, a second less. So that means it's an even playing field every day we wake up, especially in network marketing. Most of the times we're attached to other former things that have happened to us when we begin to do association. Just like Chanel said, when you face it, that I'm dealing with these things, let it go so you're lighter, because you can't be heavy taking your spot at the top, family. You got to release some of that baggage. Peace out. Let's go out and help some folks. Let's go out and help some folks. Have a blessed day.